أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على النافلاح حي على النافلاح لا أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله أحمده واستعينه واستهديه واستغفره أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على كريم المسلمين محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. That is, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise is due to the Lord of all the systems of knowledge. All praise due to Allah. I praise Him. I seek His assistance. I seek His guidance and I ask for His forgiveness. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, the one who has no partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad is His servant and His messenger. All praise is due to Allah. We ask Allah's peace and blessings be on the best among the prophets Muhammad, as well as on his family and his companions, Ameen. We seek refuge with Allah from our own weaknesses, faults, and errors. All praise is due to Allah, who sent down upon us his book most clear and later revealing the last ayah. This day I have completed for you your way of life and completed my favor and my blessings upon you. And chose Al-Islam as your way of life. All praise due to Allah who united the hearts of the believers with Al-Islam and has made it an obligation to remain united and made it forbidden to become separated in his clear book. I advise myself first, as I advise you as well, to have regard, consciousness, awareness, taqwa for Allah the Most High and obey Him. Dear Muslim believers, again I greet you. Assalamu alaikum. Juma Mubarak. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإن تؤتي أكثر من في الأرض يضلوك عن سبيل الله إن يتبعون إلا وإن هم إلا يخرطون. Salak Allah Wadeen. The expression is as follows. I seek refuge with Allah against the Shaitan to reject it. Now, if thou pay heed unto the majority of those on earth, they will but lead thee astray from the path of God. They follow but conjectures, and they themselves do nothing but guess. And we say, surely Allah speaks the truth. This is Surah 6, Al-An'am, the cattle, Ayat 116. Today's clip by title, Inshallah, Watch Who You Follow. Watch Who You Follow. Reported hadith given by Abu Muhammad Abdullah bin Amr bin Al-As, radiallahu anhu. It's reported that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has said that none of you believes until his desire or inclination is in accordance with what I have brought or subservient to what I came with. Again, as we begin, we thank Allah. And when we think of our lives and the urgency that we should have, we should live in a state that we find out about ourselves, something that we should be protecting. And as I prepare for today, something that came to my mind while I was making notes was, when we, for those of us who reverted back to Al-Islam, and are becoming Muslims, we had to explain ourselves. Meaning we were asked questions, and even in some polite settings, we might be doing interviews, somebody might want to know, well, what made you do this? Why did you do this? And I know that for some of us, we've been told that, oh, you've been listening to so-and-so, or that someone has some influence on you now, and now you can't think for yourself. This naturally happens when you decide to change what you do, and those around you who may have felt now that you don't want to listen to them. I bring this up because, as we can see throughout the history of man, that there have been men who have wanted to be over someone. There have been men who have always wanted to have others follow them. And it takes someone who understands their place that can realize that God, Allah, is in control, not man. And when Allah starts this ayat, it said, now if thou pay heed unto the majority of those on earth, pay heed. And it's most commonly expressed as obey. Obey. So this obedience means it's an obedience, it's a permit. If you obey, Allah is giving us something that we need to realize, that our life is to be one in obedience to Allah. Now, I can love you for the sake of Allah. I can do things for you, but everything we do should be in line of our servant nature to Allah. Now, we know what happens is that sometimes we end up letting things get in a place that should be just reserved for Allah. And only Allah alone. Meaning that, well, I'll let the Quran explain it best. Have you seen the one who has taken his own desires as their God? Sometimes we as man will take what we think and make them our God. And I opened up with the tradition of Muhammad the Prophet, the present peace upon him, that was reported that none of you believes until his desire or inclination is in accordance with what I have brought or subservient to what I came with. What we have to always remember is that Shaitan is our open enemy, our avowed enemy, meaning that this is an admitted fact. This is an admitted fact. There's no hiding behind this. It has been stated publicly that the Shaitan nature is against our destiny. And this goes back to the warning that Allah is giving us in this chosen ayah for today, when we obey something or someone, and this does not mean that we may be at their beck and call. We might not feel like we are there to be a physical servant. But we are concerned with, what we are concerned with is when we look at this, is the fact that it's an act of our desires and our inclinations that we have to protect. The act of our desires and the act of our inclinations that we have to protect. When you follow someone, the best of Shaitan's schemes is to have you think you're not following anyone but yourself. Don't nobody tell me what to do. I know what I'm doing. I got this. This is what the Shaitan has admitted. Satan says, since you have led me astray, I will surely set an ambush for them on your straight path. Now, two words in this expression, of this ayat, astray and straight path, both have been expressed inside of this, but they're not the same words that are in the Quranic Arabic in today's ayat, but they basically use the same two words. So there's a connection that I want to make, but I want to make sure that I express that they're not the same two words, but the thoughts, the meaning of them are similar. The idea is the same. It's important because I want, inshallah, to show something that will make it clear. When Allah is telling us to watch who we obey, now, if thou pay heed unto the majority of those on earth, they will but lead thee astray from the path of God. So we have obey, follow, ta'ah. We have lead you astray. Yukvilukka, which is dalla. And we have in this ayat, sabilallah, and the path of God. The Shaitan has said that since you have led me astray, I will wait for them in ambush on your straight path. Now, in the statement, in that ayat, it's mustaqim, which we know is a straight path. And the sabil Allah is a path as well. It is a path that leads to Allah. And Muhammad said that, so the sabil is a very general term used for God to include all that man's life needs, all that man's life needs to reach where it's supposed to go. And I put in parentheses, destiny. So the guidance for the whole life to help man arrive where he's supposed to go, and that is the sabil of God. Why is this important? Because if you are to be going someplace on the sabil, the path of God, then you need to be also on the mustaqim. You cannot be on the mustaqim and not be on the sabilillah, and you cannot be on the sabilillah and not be on the mustaqim. They work together. And the only difference is how you're moving on them. Now, the mustaqim is vertical, going up. We think a comma. We think of straight up. The sabil is horizontal, going forward. And I like to use the connection of an airplane, that when an airplane takes off, it has to go at an angle. It has to go up, but also has to go forward. Because both paths work to move us towards the destination of our destiny. This is why the Shaitan wants to be there. Shaitan does not need to be in the club. Doesn't need to be in the liquor stores. Doesn't need to be anywhere where there's no path there. The threat is going to be where we feel and where we should feel most secure. We should feel most secure on these paths. And we can get comfortable thinking that we don't have to be conscious of our surroundings. Now, I'm a security person. And I always ask people, did you notice that? Did you see that? Because some people, you get so comfortable sometimes that you're not even paying attention to what's going on around you. But for us to be on the mustaqim, for us to be on the sabilillah, we need to be very conscious of our surroundings. And as I close this first part, there's a reason why. There was a shepherd boy who tended Now remember, let me preface this right quick. Remember, we're talking about the shaitan trying to get you off the path, laying wait for you on the path, ambush you on the path, right? There's a shepherd boy who had his master's sheep in a forest near the village. And soon he found life out there in the pasture to be dull, boring. And all he could do to amuse himself was either talk to the dog or play music on the pipe. And one day he sat watching the sheep in the quiet forest, and he was thinking, what would I do if I saw a wolf? He thought of a plan to amuse himself. His master told him once that if you call for help, should a wolf attack, the whole village will come to drive it away. So now, though he had not seen anything that looked like a wolf, he ran toward the village shouting, "Wolf, wolf." And as he expected, the villagers heard and dropped all that they were doing, and they came to the pasture. But when they got there, they found the boy just laughing because he had played a trick on them. A few days later, he did it again, shouted, "Wolf, wolf." And the villagers ran to help him, only to be laughed at again. Then one evening, the sun was setting behind the forest, and then a wolf really did come out from the forest and attacked the sheep. And this time the boy, who was scared, ran to the village yelling, "Wolf, wolf." But this time the villagers heard the cry and they did not run to help before, like they did before. Said, "He cannot fool us again." They said the wolf killed so many of the sheep and then he went back into the forest. Now the moral of the story is, liars are not to be believed even when they speak the truth. Liars are not to believe even when they speak the truth. And more on that in the second part, inshallah. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana fi lakati hasana wa qina adhabannar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Watch who you follow. Watch who you follow. You know, there's a reason why Allah says to seek refuge when we read the Quran. Seek refuge when we get those promptings. Because what we have to realize is that although it may sound good, it might even have some truth in it. And if the shaitan is saying it, we must not accept it. The reason why this ayah caught me for this presentation was really a few weeks ago. But I didn't use it. I changed subjects at the time. Was because of the advent of the culture now. Social media, podcast, and Twitter, and all these outlets that now seem to allow anyone just to say anything. The era of lies that we live in. If we have to be most careful, we have to be most careful in the area where we should feel most secure at, then this is what I believe this ayat is telling us. We can be in a place that seems so good. The creation was created in truth. But the atmosphere is now an atmosphere of mistruths, right? The world is under the filter. We know the reporting hadith of Jibril alayhi salam, when Allah showed him the world and he saw it the way Allah intended it to be. And then he saw it with the filter, because that's what we're in, the filter of the shaitan and the different world. One world, everybody should be able to live and survive and prosper. And one world, I don't know how anybody's going to be able to survive. The filter is something that makes one thing look like something else. So this is why we have to be careful of who we follow. There's a saying, watch out for the fish bones. Now, some fish have bones so small that you don't even know that you're consuming them. You may not even know that you're in some way obeying them. Yes, following them. Then it's in the ayat, it's in the fourth form, meaning that it's already been done. There's already been a reason. There's a cause for it. Bala is also in the fourth form, meaning that these have already been done. This is already something that caused it. The shaitan and the children will lay for you in places that you cannot even see them. This is what Allah says to us in the Quran, with the sole purpose of stopping us from being on that path to our destination, a path that leads to Allah. Now, the Imam radiallahu anhu, he also said this. He said, the sirat is really a path of knowledge. It is more than that, but it's the strongest reference is the path of knowledge, the path of the development of your brain, your human intellect. When the boy cried wolf, it was only when the village decided to use their intellects that they realized the boy was trying to mislead them, was playing with them. And even when the truth came out of the boy, and we have to remember that this boy is who he is, and not even believe him, though he is, now he's telling the truth. Because he's proven himself to be a bad person. He's proven himself unworthy to be trusted. See, our return is to Allah. Our lives are to be lives that have us going on that path. So the path that we move forward on, we have to remember we're moving forward on, but we're trying to return to a place. We're trying to return to obedience. Trying to return to that state of our original nature. The path is what we take to raise our intellects. This is why the sirat is vertical, because it raises us up. It is vertical because it allows us to think, and the sabil will show us how to see the guidance. The guidance for our whole lives. We seek the paths to Allah, and our choices are what makes that path either a lot smoother or a lot rougher. But regardless of what our choices are, the shaitan wants it to be rough. Wants it to be so rough that it takes us off the path. Even if it seems like it's just going, and I'm not going to sing, even if it's going smooth sailing, the misguidance will have us lost. And when I was thinking about, you know, who do we listen to? Who do we obey? Who do we follow in the sense that this warning from Allah? Who do we do this to? I thought about the poets during the Prophet's time, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These poets were used by the enemies. They were used well before Muhammad came with the Quran, the revelation of the Quran, but they were used now by the enemies against the Muslims. They being poets, they were able to sound good. They made interesting points that seemed like legitimate things. You know, being a poet is a skill. It's an art. And it's also a tactical warfare used. It's like propaganda. And you know history. If you know history, you know that this tactic is still being used. And what has happened now is that with this free space that we have, so much can go unchecked, unchallenged. And when we look at the warning, Allah continues by saying they follow but conjectures. It's also expressed that they follow but assumption. This is a belief made without proof, based on biases, no complete information. These are opinions. They've made conclusions. And if I got up here and I decided to just give a khutbah based on my conjectures, my assumptions, and I did not base it anything on facts, and you couldn't verify them, then I would be like those who we are being warned against. Now, we have to be careful, have to be real careful. And I go back to they follow. Yatabi'una. Tabi'ah. This means to imitate. This is also in form, the form of eight, meaning that it's reflective of the first form. This form, this following that Allah is talking about, it produces a self-reflection in people. And it moves the act from an outreach action to an inward action. And most importantly, it stresses the idea of some type of self-gain, self-preservation. So those who are trying to mislead us, make us feel like the wolf is coming even when there's no wolf, cannot be trusted. That's the moral. Do not trust those who only have their interests, their agendas, looking out for their benefit. This is what Allah says, that they will lead us away from the path we should be on, meaning our intellect is growing. Our lives are growing toward the fulfillment of our destinies. Why? Because these have already been astray. They're already astray. The shaitan said that now that I have lost guidance, that I am astray. Dalal means to lose one's way. When someone like the boy has lost their way, just like the shaitan, they want to make others lose their way. They have no knowledge based on the truth because they're against the truth. Allah says they themselves do nothing but guess. This means they lie, they guess. This is what this word means in the Quran. And also, it means to form or express an opinion without evidence for proof. Allah is telling us that these will lead us away from where Allah wants us to go. And in the reading today in Surah 18, Allah says, and they will use everything they have to change the word of Allah. They do this for no other reason than they themselves are misled and they are lying to us. This is what we're up against in this life. And no, they will not just come out and say this to us. No, they will make it seem like they are what? Our most sincere advisors. They have our best interests at hand. That's what the shaitan said. When we study the Quran, we need to realize that what was said in the context of the ayat can be repeated to us in this life. The Quran is not a book of the past. It is a book of warnings, a book of prayers, a book of prophecy. They say things about Allah based on speculation. Now, what does the stock market work on? All speculation. All speculation. The economic system that we're under is all about speculation. We do not need to obey the majority of those in this word, in this world. Allah says ardi, right? The world, the material world. And I'm not saying that might be those who have to watch out. We don't have to watch out some that's in the spiritual world that want to mislead us as well. But we're just dealing with what Allah has in this ayat today. What he's warning us about today. We've been given a warning that by being told we have to find that balance. Do not go to extremes in our faith. But this is addressing the material world. Why? Because the material world is where those who want the power. Remember, I started out. I said there have been proven in the history of man that those that want power, they want to dominate. They want people to follow them. And if they can get those who have not increased their intellects enough to follow them, why do we think that there's an assault on education? There's an assault on education. I'm right there on the front line. I'm telling you, there's an assault on education. Why do we think that the places they attack always seem to be where they can do the most damage? Because it's our thinking that causes the most problem for the shaitan. If they can get us to think about anything other than what Allah wants us to think about. Now, do not mistake what I'm saying. I'm not saying we need to be in a cocoon. We need to be in the highest floor of some mansion hidden somewhere. No. We need to be right here in it. But we have to protect ourselves because they want to appeal to those thoughts that we have that can open doors to them filling us up with those desires that run against our own nature. And they will do this from where we do not see them. Meaning they'll be in a place of concealment. They'll be hidden. And they will appeal to us in ways that we are not expected to see them. This is why that open tradition I use, that none of you will believe until your desire or your inclination is in accordance with what the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam brought to us. If we do not use what we've been given, we've been given the Quran was brought to us. This means that even if we desire something, if it's against what Allah has said to us in the Quran, if it's against what our example is in the Prophet and the Prophets, alayhi salam, then we need to adjust our thinking. This is why understanding that the paths are to build up our intelligence levels. It's also like building up your resistance level. That's the one thing we learned about in COVID. Those who had bad immune systems, low resistance, they were at the highest risk. Our path should be one of growth, expansion, fulfillment of ourselves. This is what the path that we are given to up by Allah stands for. Because their ideas, their beliefs on assumptions and conjectures, their concepts, their philosophies are founded on nothing but assumptions and conjectures. How can someone be a sincere advisor when they think they are better than you? Nothing is better than the truth, and Allah has given us the truth. Allah is the truth, Al-Haq. If what I desire does not come into submission to what Allah wants for us, then I have to check myself. We need to understand this. What Allah wants for us is to be intelligent, thoughtful, industrious, serving people. What's so wrong with that? We are all given what we have been given for us to become independent thinkers. Meaning I do not have to rely on anyone else to establish my relationship with Allah. I do not have to rely on anyone else to give me their thoughts or try to make me their own. Now, if we have something that we have the same beliefs, we have the same thoughts, we're in the same line, that strengthens us. The community aspect, ummah. We need to cultivate that. We need to protect that. We need to make sure that when the boy comes yelling wolf to us, we make sure that no one runs. Because the questions will remain for us. Watch who you follow. Now, inshallah, I have given something the benefit of the day, which all praise is due to Allah. May we have pleased Allah in this effort. Rabbana taqabbal minna as-sami'u al-alim. O our sustainer, accept thou this from us, for verily thou art alone all hearing and all knowing. Ameen.